You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, Mace is here. Sedano is on assignment. Where are you, George?
I'm home. Back. The back stiffened up a little bit.
No.
I went to the doctor today, got me some Flexerol. I'm going to be feeling good.
Dude.
What is Flexerol? Oh, is that like a Mason. Muscle relaxer?
It's a muscle relaxer. Oh.
Yeah.
Listen to Travis. Let's go.
Oh, George, have you taken Flexerol in the past?
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful.
Now, what kind of George am I going to get today? I mean, is this going to be...
We're going to let loose, Mace.
Little loopy? You going to be a little loopy?
Loose, clearly. The muscle relaxer will make me loose, so we'll have some looseness.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any extra?
I mean, I got 30 pills if you want some, Trav. I can bring some your way.
I don't need to take a bunch, but a couple, you know, my back bothers me on occasion as well.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, if you can hook a brother up, it would be much appreciated.
I got you.
So I was just telling Trav what a bad mood I'm in today.
Yeah, you look like you're a little down.
Is it the Dodgers ticket prices? Because I could understand that.
Oh, are the ticket prices up?
Well, I'm on the pre-sale website right now, and long story short, let's just say prices are not the same as they were last year.
I wonder why.
What percentage would you say they're up?
I'm looking at the same seats I bought last year for a non-premium game. And it's, I'd say like 30.
Can you defer
30%?
What?
George, can you defer your payment? Yes.
I can't defer. I don't believe.
10 years.
I'm deferring my season ticket payment.
30%?
My wife said to me just a few minutes ago when I showed her, she's like, man, we should have bought season tickets a couple years ago when we were talking about it. I said, I mean, we'd be in great shape. You know, you could sell some of those, you'd pay for it, and you're good to go, you know?
That is 30% is no joke. So you're
infield box seats. I'm sure that's not the same increase in other parts of the stadium.
You're right, it's probably 40 in other parts of the
stadium. Pavilion. Correct. Yeah, in the upper deck. Yeah, no, that's better. So why are you in a bad mood, Mace?
Hate the weather.
What are you talking about?
I hate it.
Yeah, but it stopped raining already.
Yeah, no, it's starting again.
Oh, it is?
It's supposed to rain from about now till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then it's going to rain. Apparently, there's one of them atmospheric rivers coming.
Yeah,
I heard it's supposed to be sunny tomorrow, though.
It's going to be sunny, but then next week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it rained. It was raining this morning. It colors my whole mood.
Can I ask you a question? When somebody says to you, "Yeah, but we really need it."
We do need it. We do need it.
We do need it. George, I'm with you. We do
Dave
need
Roberts
it.
Is collecting rainwater. I heard him talking about that.
He's got a funnel in his backyard.
He's collecting rainwater.
So, Mason, you have seasonal affective disorder?
Yeah. I do. I absolutely do.
I do, too. When I lived in the Northeast, those 3 years I lived in Connecticut, after the New Year's till about April, man, it was rough.
We're just going to let it roll.
So, I told you, we need it.
Yeah,
we need the water.
Right, the fire alarm.
I have a theory here, and George, you're the right person. Because Mace, you grew up in Ohio.
Yep.
George, you grew up in South Florida.
Yeah.
You grew up with the sunshine, but it was rainy. You grew up, Mace, in the Midwest, where it's gray, it's rainy, it's snowy, it's cold.
All that.
I've lived in Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, Phoenix, and Houston.
Oh, garden spots.
Okay,
actually. So
I lived in
warm.
San Diego, El Cajon, and LA.
Warm. There you go. Very little rain in all of these places.
Yeah,
so I dig the rain because I know it's going to be nice in a couple of days. It's not a big deal. Is this a remnant of your Midwestern upbringing?
Well, yeah, I didn't come here for rain. And you know what? It's part of it is people drive stupid.
Yeah.
People don't know how to handle the rain. The far left lane on the freeway.
Stay out of that
stay
one.
Stay out of that one altogether. The fast lane is just one long puddle.
Is there anything scarier when that wave of water comes over from the other side and hits your windshield?
Here it comes.
Well, you can't see for like a second.
Driving on the 110 today, that's exactly that. First off, the 110, there's no space. Okay.
Right.
Coming from Pasadena, just no space at all. I'm with you, Mace. I was like, for maybe 1 minute in the fast lane, I'm like, we're going to go over, pull over to the right here.
Yeah.
There are some drivers that, as if it's a beautiful sunny day and you could just go 75 or 80, it's like, slow the hell down.
Yeah.
I can't drive.
I saw apparently there was 5.5 inches of rain in Fullerton.
Oh, my gosh.
5.5 inches
That's
of rain
super
is
dangerous.
Just a gigantic bucket of
water.
But
I will tell you this. They needed it.
Oh, yeah,
Fullerton really
needed
it. We definitely needed it.
There's got to be crazy flooding if there was that much, right?
I was watching Channel 1, and Giselle Fernandez didn't tell me there was flooding. She just told me there was 5.5 inches of rain. Did you ever watch the Channel 1?
That's a Spectrum product, yeah. I believe. I'm on DirecTV customer.
Kelvin, right? Kelvin's there.
Kelvin Washington on Channel 1. Yeah. I love the channel. Shadano, do you watch Channel 1?
No, not really. I have DirecTV, so we don't have
Channel 1. Oh, yeah, you don't get Channel 1.
George
Channel 1's
great. DirecTV, old school.
The beauty of Channel... Well, I don't know. The deviousness of Channel 1 is that if you have Spectrum... No matter what, when you turn your TV on,
it's on there.
It's on
there.
Channel 1.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. You can change that. I think there's a setting.
You can have a default setting, so it goes to the
whatever last channel that you were on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Something like that.
Do you guys still just randomly turn on the TV and just flip channels and just try to run
into
something?
Well, I do that on the sports sections.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that ESPN and DirecTV is 206, and then like from like 206 to like 220 something,
yep,
there's a bunch of sports channels. So sometimes I'll just do that.
And then you jump to, for me, 231, which is the Food Network.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And then you flip through like the low 260s, which is TNT, TBS, and all of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where
you might run into
like a movie or a basketball game. There's
Mean Girls is always on.
Always.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear?
Or Charmed.
What about Mean Girls?
Charmed is always on in the studio, George, because when
after the NBA games,
exactly,
it runs.
Right.
Yeah.
I come in the next.
You know how many times in my life I've fallen asleep to Charles Barkley and woken up to Alyssa Milano? You know what I mean? Like that's happened a lot in my life.
That's a good way to do it. There's a new rom-com starring Lindsay Lohan.
No, not a real one.
Yes.
A real rom-com, like a real
Emily,
big-time movie?
Do you have the Lindsay Lohan details of her impending rom-com?
5 seconds.
Okay. Sounds like Lifetime to me.
She was telling me this morning that she's in a new one, and I know Ireland's a big Mean Girls guy, I too am a Lindsay Lohan.
Have you seen
Lohan
the
fan.
New one with the singing?
I have not.
It's good.
You liked it?
Yeah, the singing's good. The lead girl, the Regina George. Yeah, Renee, she's excellent.
Okay.
She's big voice. She was on Saturday Night Live too.
Slee is not a Mean Girls fan. Sedano, are you a fan of the genre?
I mean, I love High School Puke. Yeah, I'm a big High School Puke guy.
That's how I described it.
Yeah, that's the best.
Have you ever seen Not Another Teen Movie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a parody of all
yes,
of them.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So
it's Chris Evans, right?
Yeah, Chris Evans and an actress named Kyler Lee, who was on the podcast recently.
Oh.
And the thing I love about it, she did Grey's Anatomy, a bunch of other stuff. But the thing I love is that one scene where she's like a homely, mousy girl, and all of a sudden they take her glasses off and take the pin out of her hair, and she's like the most popular girl in school. It totally worked. Yeah. I love that movie.
What do you call them? High School Puke?
Teen Puke.
Teen Puke. Okay, well, I don't know if this falls into the category of Teen Puke or not. Here's the Lindsay Lohan rom-com synopsis.
All right, so this is what, I'm literally taking this from a tweet about the movie, so this is their writing. So this is what it says. Lindsay Lohan stars in a rom called Irish Wish. When the love of her life gets engaged to her best friend, Maddie puts her feelings aside to be a bridesmaid at their wedding in Ireland. Days before their pair are set to marry, Maddie makes a spontaneous wish for true love, only to wake up as the bride-to-be.
Oh.
With her dream seeming to come true, Maddie realizes that her real soulmate is someone else entirely.
Oh. Oh. You in?
Changes my opinion. I'm in.
No, not in.
Why?
I got a little time before
what
the
channel is it
starts.
On? What channel?
Is this a Netflix movie, Em?
Is this Netflix? Is this
I did not specify
Lifetime?
Who
what's
it
called?
It's called Irish Wish.
Irish Wish.
I'm going to look this up. Yeah. You guys talk among yourselves.
Not in on that. So I heard your fast food restaurant draft today.
Yeah.
I didn't hear this.
I would like to defend Slee was...
Oh, no. We're on the same page on this
one. Yeah, right. Listen, every day with Starbucks. Now, what is wrong with Starbucks? I heard Emily just destroyed
Starbucks. Yeah, she demolished it.
Starbucks.
She demolished it.
It is 3D printed food and burnt coffee.
Oh, come on. Starbucks is every
Tell
day.
Me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, though.
What did you call it? Three what?
3D printed food and burnt coffee.
I mean, the food there is not that great.
The spinach feta sandwich I eat every single day.
Yeah, but that's not great.
I'm a fan.
That's pretty good.
It's
I like
the
it.
Blandest
my
food
days
in the
we're
world.
We're talking fast foods. I don't think we're like walking in. Other than In-N-Out, is the food. Actually, you think
the Habit's
good.
Really good, too.
The Habit's
Habit
really
Burger
good.
Is good. Yes. I would say Shake Shack is good. Right?
Shake Shack would
Shake
be good,
Shack's
too.
Very good.
Here are the who got what. Jorge has In-N-Out, Popeyes, and Taco Bell.
Winner.
Okay. I think so, too. Emily has McDonald's, Sonic, and one of her hometown favorites, a place called Cookout. Slee's got Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, and Panda Express.
Okay.
Which is debatable.
Which apparently there's a drive-thru.
I Googled it. It said that it exists. I've never seen one.
Me neither. If that one qualifies through the judges, it qualified.
Yeah, okay,
and then
got it.
My three were Del Taco, The Habit, and Der Wiener Schnitzel.
I've never been
Der Wiener Schnitzel. My son loves Der Wiener Schnitzel.
Never been to Wiener Schnitzel.
Really?
Never.
You're good.
Mateo loves it.
Oh, he loves it.
Yeah.
Loves Der Wiener Schnitzel.
I've never seen anybody even waiting in the drive-through line.
And you've never been in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Travis, now that I think about it, Mateo and you have a lot in common, I would just say. Let's just say that.
What else?
There's very few things that he doesn't like. Yeah.
So it's just he's got an eclectic palate.
A large
like
palate,
me?
yes.
Yeah. What does he get? What does he like? Do you just go traditional dogs? Chili?
Yeah. He loves dogs. He's a big hot dog kid. Anything processed meats, I feel like he'll take down anytime.
Not a bad way to go.
Yeah, it's good.
Not a bad way to go. Good. Irish Wish will be airing on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah. We started.
I'm gonna bookmark that or
we
DVR
started
it or whatever.
My wish list.
My wish list.
Mace, we started a new segment today called Rabbit Hole.
Rabbit Hole. Okay. Oh, I like this.
Okay. And the idea, obviously, just as described, kind of the last thing you went down on the rabbit hole and watched, whatever it is. George, it could be TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, doesn't matter what it is. So we all kind of went around and did theirs. Have you guys ever watched? So one thing that I got a little addicted to for about a solid hour.
Okay.
You ever watch these random dudes climb skyscrapers without any support, rope, nothing? Nothing.
They're just like hands on the side of a building?
So they're usually going in a corner so they could put foot to foot.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
And kind of climbing like that. I'm talking, they're going up 50 stories. This is in New York. It's in Chicago. There's a dude that did it in Shanghai. Vice News kind of followed these guys around to get it. You want to go down a little bit of a rabbit hole and be just have your palms sweating while you're watching.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
It reminds me. Have you ever seen the movie M? You probably have. Free Solo.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
So
good.
Started it.
Yep.
Out.
It's so.
I can't. I can't.
Because you were
stressed. It makes you so nervous.
It's like that free dive movie on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
Like nope. I watched 10 minutes. I'm like I'm out of here.
Yeah, it just made me nervous.
I don't need to watch TV. Feel like I'm about to stop breathing.
It's like
it's
back in
so
the day,
scary.
I'm sure there's still some Walenda out there, but the Walendas used to march from like one.
Yeah. The long stick.
Didn't a Walenda go
I think one.
Yeah, one didn't make it.
Didn't make
well,
it.
Well, I mean, eventually
it's
there's
high
one.
Risk occupation.
It is. It's like this is part of the gig, right? It's a tough gig.
I want Slee, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I'm watching right now on ESPN. They're live at the Jim Harbaugh press conference.
Oh.
How do you feel about this? Of all people, like Cappy, we know is incredibly biased for a number of reasons. But I feel like you wanted to still love them, but you turned on them eventually out of like frustration and maybe some peer pressure. How do you feel about this right now?
Oh no, I definitely no peer pressure or anything. They turn their back on San Diego. Like, that will always devastate San Diego, period. So Harbaugh signing with the Chargers, it doesn't matter who signed with them. It's a great signing. They're probably going to change that franchise around and be good. But it is impossible. I go to San Diego once every 2 weeks I'm down there. Every time I'm on the 8 or the 15 or the 805, it's like, how the hell did we lose this team? And I think a lot of people feel that way. And George, that's never going to go away. So despise them as much as anybody else, and that's just.
Do you root against them?
Thing. Of course, I do.
You do
absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, you root against them, Mace.
I actually find them to be inoffensive now.
I find them
hiring Harbaugh makes them interesting.
I have
they have not been
thought about them. Right?
Yeah.
It's literally. It's like it's the hate isn't the opposite of love. Apathy is right,
apathy.
And I've been apathetic about the Chargers.
Yes.
I don't. Whatever. Be there. Don't be there. It doesn't matter. I'm into it. I'm really curious to see what this is going to look like because they got the best coach on the market. They hired a guy in their general manager from the Ravens who's been around winning his whole life.
Yeah.
They've got a quarterback that everybody agrees is at least pretty good.
Yeah. Yep.
Come on, Dean,
like
screw it up. Find a way.
He'll find a way.
Come on, buddy.
Ownership is ownership. Bad ownership rarely survives.
So Cappy says that if they win the Super Bowl, it might be the worst day of his life. Like, are you in the same boat then, Slee?
Harbaugh signing, that really, really hurts. It hurts because if that was in San Diego, my gosh, can you imagine like what that means to the city? Oh my gosh, they're going to get an opportunity to actually compete for a Super Bowl. Yeah, it would hurt because you would feel like, damn, that could have happened here. And let's not forget this. San Diego has never won any championship,
yep,
period. Right. Like think right. The Padres, the SDSU, and the Chargers. Those are your only three chances. Clippers were there for a quick second.
I mean, you were at the Final Four, baby. I ran into you there. You saved my life that day.
Did you ever hear the story?
How did he save your life?
Out of the entire – think about how many people were at the – the
Final Four? I mean, there's easily 50, 60,000 people
NRG
there.
NRG Stadium?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm waiting for an Uber.
Right.
And the line to wait, just to get somebody to say, yes, I'm going to pick you up, was that's going to take an hour in itself.
Yeah.
Sedano just happens to walk by just when we got on the Uber. He
jumps out of the Uber to say what's up. And I'm like, yo, can I jump in with you? And he's like, yeah, let's go.
Right in and we're gone.
And he did me a huge solid because I would have had to have waited an hour.
It's Aztecs in the Final Four there.
Yeah.
That is Hurricanes.
Slee saved Sedano's life.
There you go.
Yeah. That's where we're ending it. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by
where are you going?
In-N-Out Burger. I'm done. We go to 112. Yeah. You already got
two extra minutes. Oh, no, yeah. Hold on. I got to do the obligatory Cappy question. Where are you going?
Where are you going?
I'm going home.
Oh,
okay. Nice knowing y'all. Right. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
All right, say, if you are injured, and right now, by the way, all kinds of accidents on the freeways, driving in on the 10, it's nuts out there, rain, puddles, all that stuff, hydroplaning, and it's going to be that way for the next week or so as some atmospheric river rolls through. And if you are involved in any kind of accident, you want to make sure you're dealing with a veteran, a pro, somebody that's been doing this for 25 years. You need an expert, and my friend Jacob is the guy you need. By the way, the other thing, Uber, Lyft accidents, if you have one, it's complicated. The insurance situation is complicated. So you want Jacob, because he took on these cases way before anybody else did. If you're injured in any kind of accident, Uber, Lyft, motorcycle, bike, whatever it happens to be, there's only one name to remember. It is Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. Make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram and Facebook for prizes and more. It's at call.jacob. Me, Sedano, combo plate next. 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Shinano, how's the back?
You know, not terrible, but not good, I would say, either.
Would you say there's like a herniation there? Or
no,
is it a pinched nerve? Or
no.
What is it?
It's just, you
is
know.
Is it your sciatic?
No, it's not that. It's basically a muscle thing. And so I took one Flexeril. I don't feel anything, but I don't want to be the guy that goes, I don't feel it yet. Then I take another one. I'm like, whoa, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to give it some time.
Okay.
I took it 2 hours ago. I feel like I should feel it by now. So I may take a second.
I never got any of this stuff you're talking about. I even had surgery on my neck and they never gave me any of this magic Flexeril pill.
Yeah, Flexeril is just a muscle relaxer.
Oh, okay.
So it's just that.
Yeah.
And because it's muscular, you know, the back's a little stiff. Once I put ice on it, I feel pretty good. I can move around after I ice it for a little bit.
So they went in here on my neck. If you're on YouTube, you can see it. They went in here. They pulled all this aside. They fused discs. And then afterwards, I said, no, I don't want any opioid things at all. Nope.
Well, that's not an opioid.
Though. Well, no, but I didn't. But
they offered me an opioid.
They were trying to give me Percocet and all this. I'm like, no.
Offered me Valium today, and I said, dude, I can't function if I take a Valium.
Yeah, no, that's a rough one. No,
Does Xanax work with that?
No, Xanax is not. That's an anxiety thing. That's not a muscle thing.
I just know that like knocks you out.
I feel like I'm at a trip to the doctor's office right now. No LeBron, no AD tonight. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Seriously, crazy. Thursday night TNT, national TV game, no LeBron, no AD. Come on.
Now, the Twitterverse immediately has gone to that they are protesting. Because remember the hourglass.
Remember the hourglass. Time's up.
LeBron and AD are protesting. I kind of agree.
I mean, that's
George.
What the Twitterverse says. I don't know if I buy that.
Are they off?
What do you mean?
Like, is LeBron... Let's see. If the Lakers were... 30-19, would LeBron play?
I mean, if he's got an ankle injury, he probably wouldn't play.
Right. See, I never want to question somebody's injury.
No, I'm not questioning.
I don't want to question injury, but the timing is, this is the game after the game where he was very pissed off afterwards and sent out the hourglass thing. So I can see why the Twitter sphere by Lakers Twitter is saying, oh, LeBron's pissed off. This is a protest by LeBron. Shanano, what percentage of that is true?
Man, this is a tough spot.
Sounds like it's not zero.
Yeah.
I would say like very low. Like I'm not an absolutist, Mace.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say like 1-2%.
Oh, that's it. 1-2%.
I mean, that's basically it's not.
Yeah, that's basically no.
That's right, but I don't want to summarily dismiss the possibility. You know what I mean? I got to leave it open to interpretation at least a little bit.
It's not even like 40%. It's 1 or 2.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I have no idea. I guess it's a scheduled loss, right? I guess this is waving the white flag and saying, we're not as good as the Celtics. We're not going to go at it tonight. We're the Lakers. We're having a rough year. Go ahead, take a win, Celtics.
Right.
Which sucks.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not good at all. So I'm such a bad mood today.
Why?
You got to cheer me up. I'm in such a bad
mood. Is it the rain still?
It's the rain, and then my dog is doing... Oh, God.
Your dog is what?
My dog, Veronica, who's like the greatest dog in the world, has a really high-pitched bark, and we can't get her to stop barking. Okay. So Juan got a water bottle, and he's spraying her in the face when she barks, and she looks so sad and dejected after she gets... Like, I don't have the heart to spray Veronica in the face with a water bottle.
Have you ever tried getting a Coke can or a Diet Coke can, because that's all you like?
Yep.
Putting some quarters in it or some kind of pennies or whatever.
Right,
and then tape off the top, and it's just a little sharp shake.
Is that all you need?
One sharp shake.
Yeah.
They drop down.
Have you had problems like that?
Yeah, and that worked.
Yeah, it worked. Brian, you have a new puppy dog.
Yeah.
Any problems with barking?
Not too much, but she is scared of herself, like when she sees her reflection.
Oh, wait, she's scared of herself.
Right, growls. Wow. A lot of growling.
When she sees herself in a mirror?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a dog that does that, too. It's like, oh, look,
doesn't bark,
me.
Though.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to do with the barking. I don't have the heart to spray her in the face with a water bottle.
What do you do with Chewy?
Oh, yeah, Chewy. Oh, Lindsay's here, by the way.
Yeah.
She's actually our producer today. I'm so excited about that. I have not done a show with Lindsay producing in a while.
You're super excited?
I am super excited.
Well, I was going to say, see, I learned after my first dog, I only use positive reinforcement to train my dogs. I will say Chewy has been a little bit more difficult to train, but, you know, I don't want to traumatize my dog. I tried doing like the spray in the face with the water thing, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I thought it was too mean.
I don't feel good about it. I don't feel, and she looks so dejected after.
You know what?
I
got a suggestion.
Okay.
How about Books for your dog, right?
Oh, that's
a good idea. You don't want to be in the doghouse with your dog, Mace.
Nice
so,
slide,
you know what?
Yeah.
Celebrate Valentine's Day by not only getting your significant other something, but get the dog something, too.
Oh, that's perfect.
So you're not in the doghouse. Send farm fresh flowers from Books. That's short for bouquets. And we've got you covered. 25% off with your entire purchase with the Books company. All you got to do is go to their website, Books.com, and use the promo code ESPN. That's BOUQS.com. Promo code ESPN. Again, 25% off if you use that promo code. Books is our go-to flower source, and here's why. Flowers are cut fresh, sourced directly from the best flower farms in the world. Even farms on the side of a freaking volcano, man, so they stay fresh way longer. Books is easy. Buy roses in one click. You can buy the roses or any of their other unique modern designs, all sorts of different flower arrangements and whatnot. They've got that 100 red roses that you've heard us talk about, but all sorts of other arrangements as well. Valentine's Day is February 14th. I've already placed my order and picked my delivery date. So don't waste any time, man. Books.com, promo code ESPN. That's BOUQS.com, promo code ESPN. Don't believe it when your significant other says, you don't have to get me anything. Lies, I tell you. So be a hero. Go to Books.com. Use the promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's BOUQS.com. Promo code ESPN.
I was at the Book store this week. Have you been to the Book store yet, George?
I'm going next week. I was going to go today, but the back, you know, that kind of changed some things.
Yeah, South Robertson in Beverly Hills, great location. I got Books delivered at the house today. They said, and the flowers are just beautiful. I think mine are the ones that actually came from the side of a volcano. I'm pretty sure I have the volcano flowers.
Those are the ones?
Those are the ones, yes.
The Mauna Kea flowers?
Is that where they're from? They're from Hawaii?
I mean, is that that's the only one I could think of.
Yeah, that's the only, I mean, there's not a lot of volcanoes in this region.
They've not told us which volcano they're working from.
They got those volcanoes out there in Montana.
That should be game of games. Name volcanoes.
Michael Thompson would win that
game. Well, Bergman should win that game because he lived in Hawaii.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why I went with Mauna Kea.
Yeah,
I was on Oahu, yeah.
Oahu, yeah.
But that was Diamond Head, but that was it's dormant.
The thing about Hawaii is Hawaii's gotten way too expensive now. You can't even go to Hawaii anymore.
Well,
you got a bargain?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
You got a hookup?
I tell you.
It's not that expensive to fly there. Like Southwest, ever since they've been
Southwest
doing,
does do a very inexpensive
route.
Yeah,
they do.
That's what I was part of what I was going to tell you.
Yeah. Yes.
Hawaiian Airlines also does a really good job with it. If you can find Hawaiian Airlines, we'll have like a $199
It's not the flight, though. It's the hotels.
Yeah.
The hotels are out. I used to stay at a place on the Big Island.
Well, you can Airbnb, too, or something like that.
I always Airbnb there. It's way better. Yeah. Because then you get, like, I always like to connect with the host, too, and they'll give you, like, you know, the lowdown on, like, the non-touristy spots that are actually good places to go eat and stuff like that. So I feel like Hawaii Airbnb or VRBO.
See, I want somebody to do the, you know, to fix the bed every day, and that's vacation.
But then it's just like at home. You don't have to make the bed. Who are you making the bed for? For you?
We make the bed every day. Don't you make the bed?
No.
Shadana, you or Kelly make the bed every day, right?
Yes, Kelly usually does.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
If Kelly's on vacation, takes the kids, goes on vacation somewhere, like sees her parents, whatever, are you going to make the bed for yourself?
I will at least put the covers. But yeah, I mean, pillows back in order, and it just takes 2 seconds. It may not be as nice and neat as the way she does it with all the throw pillows and all that stuff.
Right.
But I may just, I'll just put it back like to normal, you know?
Yeah, I just push the comforter over and that's it.
You know, you mentioned something that's a pet peeve of mine. I go to my mom's house out in the desert sometimes and stay there. And I swear to God, there are like 40 throw pillows on the bed.
God, we're at that stage right now.
You've got to dig underneath all the pillows to get to the real pillows. Yeah. And they're everywhere. These decorative pillows. They're just and you know what the filthiest thing in a hotel room is?
The throw pillows.
The decorative pillows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much. Your friend Cappy is up to weird stuff.
What is his problem?
God. We're going to get into it.
Well, that's what Michelle Smallman is coming on next.
Michelle Smallman. Yeah. That's
your girl,
she's
right?
She's your former producer, right?
She was once my former producer, and now she's been a big star for many years.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Michelle Smallman coming up. By the way, you can join us all day Thursday, next Thursday, 2/8/24, for a celebration of a legacy that will be unveiled in greatness forever. Mason in Ireland, Shadano and Cap, broadcasting live from the balcony of the Nixo Lounge at the East Central Hotel. Join us in celebrating a day that we will always remember, and special thanks to our friends at Anheuser-Busch and Michelob Ultra for celebrating with us. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Hey, Linz, what's up?
Oh, well, you know what, Mace?
That was a very smooth transition.
Yeah, that was
one of the worst transitions you may have ever done.
Okay.
No Sedano masterclass.
Oh, hang on a second. All right, so let me do it again. Let's do it again.
Okay, wait, rewind.
Okay, rewind. So, Sedano, you're on the Flexerol, right?
I am on the
Flexerol. You know what you could try a little wine, like
maybe
some
chaser?
Stella Rosa, Linz.
Exactly. Stella Rosa would be great, and that's what I'm going to have to gear up for the big game. Stocking up on Stella Rosa wines. Stella Rosa is great because it pairs perfectly with all my favorite game day snacks like wings, pizza, And I mentioned yesterday, I'm still trying to decide what I'm going to make for the big game party at my uncle's house. Either some salsa, homemade salsa, or taco dip. So still on the fence about that. But either way, I think both would go great with any Stella Rosa flavor because this wine is semi-sweet, semi-sparkling, and very refreshing, especially when served chilled. The big game is sure to have some of the most exciting sports moments of the year, so be sure to grab a bottle of Stella Rosa to celebrate the big plays. So stock up on Stella Rosa, your go-to wine for game day.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Got a major network star coming up now. Michelle Smallman from Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle. When she's here, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, largest number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members, go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Michelle is online. Michelle, you know you're big when they actually sell you as a sponsorship. How about that?
Oh my God. I think I've made it. This is major.
Now, I did not realize you have this history with Shadano.
Yes, George Shadano is one of my favorite people on planet Earth. I used to be his producer. He was a mentor to me, a friend to me, and has always been there to help guide me throughout my career. And this is such a full circle moment that I'm on the show and he's getting to interview me.
Yeah, it's Mace, you like talking about the trees, right? She's part of the Shadano tree.
The Shadano broadcast tree, yeah.
There you go. There you have it. Now, Smallman, let me ask you this, because I know everyone wants to talk to you about football because it's the Super Bowl and all this stuff, but I don't know if people really know your real passion is baseball. Like, you are a baseball dork, like a baseball nerd. You grew up in St. Louis, the Cardinal Way, which people here want to throw up when they hear that stuff. You already hear Mason at the moment. So I feel like, you know, it's got to pain you a little bit while it intrigues you a little bit that the Dodgers are going to be this team to beat potentially this year, now more so with Shohei Ohtani.
Of course it pains me. I absolutely hate it. It's like L.A. has a personal vendetta against me. First, they steal my football team. Now the Dodgers have this big super team, and they're going to stand in the way of the Cardinals being good for probably about a decade. But, yeah, I just – this Cardinals-Dodgers thing is interesting because back in, like, what was it, 2013 when postseason battles. Remember the Mickey Mouse stuff? Where
I just remember Clayton Kershaw giving up a bunch of runs to the Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals rocked Clayton Kershaw every time, it felt like.
In the seventh.
Well, to be fair, a lot of people rocked Clayton Kershaw.
Hey. Oh, yeah! She's not wrong.
Ringing it.
To be fair, that is something that he's had to deal with. But yes, whether it was Matt Adams or Matt Carpenter, all the Matts in St. Louis really took it to Clayton Kershaw. But I'm concerned about the Cardinals this year, guys. I mean, their rotation has a lot of question marks. I think the youngest guy in the rotation is Steven Matz, who's 33. So as much as I was wanting to come to L.A. and go to opening day, Dodgers-Cardinals, because I've never been to Dodger Stadium. That's on my sports bucket list. And I thought, oh, this could be great. I'm like, do I really want to see this amazing super team that is, murderer's row beat up on my Cardinals? Probably not.
In a related question, how many games do you think we're going to win? How many games do you think the Dodgers are going to win this year, huh?
We. Like, you're like pinch running for
exactly.
them.
Exactly. We.
Yeah.
Michelle?
I mean, 120. You guys are going to crush everybody. It feels like, at least on paper, it looks like that.
Yeah, no pressure. 120 wins.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it feels like 100 is not enough. So you have to, you know, go up from there. And it just feels like if they can stay healthy, no one's going to be able to beat them. But super teams don't always work out. I mean, totally different scenario. But look at the Mets last year. They broke out the checkbooks, and it certainly didn't pay out for them.
Yeah, that is true.
That is true.
Now, did you, because the L.A. stole your football team as well, I would imagine you were the biggest Lions fan a couple weeks ago.
Oh, of course. You know that I was the biggest Lions fan when they were going against the Rams. But I was cheering for the Lions anyway because that's such an endearing story for me. I love a sports city that has suffered for a really long time finally having their moment in the sun. I really wanted the Lions to be able to punch their ticket and finally get to the Super Bowl. And the fact that they lost in the manner in which they did just felt so Lions. It just felt so unfair to those fans that they finally were in this position. They were up. They could kind of relax and breathe and celebrate it a little bit because they thought they had it in the bag, and then it all unraveled. So I felt really sad for the fans of Detroit. But yes, of course I was cheering for them against the Rams. You know that.
So you were rooting for the Lions. I'm rooting for Kansas City because I hate the Niners. I just despise them.
Well, yeah, the Rams rival.
My not-stepdad Leo is watching on YouTube. I will say this to you, Leo. It's nothing personal. I hate the Niners. Is that the way you feel about the Rams, or is it more neutral?
About the Rams? Oh, no, no. I hate them. They are my mortal enemy for life. Okay. I'm Italian, and I will never give up this grudge. Like, it will be buried 6 feet under with me.
She is Italian, and they do hold grudges. There's no question about that.
Tell us something about Sedano we don't know.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, give us the inside scoop, Michelle.
This is really good. What do they not know about Sedano? I don't know, because he is an open book.
He kind of is, yeah.
George is really fun to party with. He's really fun to go out with. I don't know if people know that in L.A., because I don't know what you give them, George, on the radio as far as your personality is concerned.
Well, I'm also like I'm like a dad now with children. I have to run them around. When I knew you, it was just me, my wife, and like one small child that we could pawn off to a babysitter.
Yes, but and George takes care of everybody. So when we would take the show to Miami, he would be like, oh, okay, these are the places that we need to go.
We did go out. We did have a night out in Miami on the beach and on the downtown and all the places we needed to go. That's true. It was like, was that a Super Bowl that we were there for?
No, it was, I can't remember what it was. It was not Super Bowl. Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't baseball. Was it baseball All-Star game?
It was the All-Star game. Yes, it was the All-Star game.
Tell us something about Evan that we don't know. Evan Cohen.
Evan's a dork.
Unsportsmanlike. Evan Canty Michelle. What about Evan?
What about Evan? Do you guys know that Evan is obsessed with boy bands? Is this something that you guys are aware of?
I mean, I did.
I'll tell you what. John Ireland, my regular partner, he knows every name of every guy in every boy band. He knows all the boys' names.
He can actually point them out when they're singing.
When they're singing.
That's J.C. Chazé.
Yeah. That's JT. That's Lance Bass. That's Joey Fatone.
Oh, my gosh. He and Evan should have a boy band off to see who knows the boy bands better.
Yeah,
that's we should absolutely.
You want to do that next week?
Yeah, let's do that next week.
Yeah, we'll get Evan on, and like Mason, you can play like the host. Like you can be like the Steve Harvey character.
Exactly.
And you can just do that.
Still a great night.
So Mason, there you go. Next time you really want to get down, Michelle Smallman has told you I know how to get down.
I've never been invited to party with Shanano.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean.
Yeah, I mean,
you actually don't like to go anywhere.
I'm on the town, man. That's my life, is on the town.
Yeah, right.
I paint the whole town red.
If I make it out to L.A., whether it's for the Cardinals, Dodgers, or something else, we're all going to have to go
out. There you go.
Sedano can show you the ropes and show you how funny he is out on the town.
I got one last thing for you. So your producer is a guy named Pat Costello, right?
Yeah.
And he does a thing called I'm Over This. Now, he's over a bunch of things. What are you over?
Oh, this is a really good question because I feel like I'm over a lot of things. You know what I'm over? And this is not unique, but it just happened to me, is anytime I pay for something, they're asking for a tip. Like, I just went somewhere and I got a muffin and it literally takes no labor to hand me the muffin and they ask for a tip. It's like everywhere you go now, people are asking for tips and I feel awful saying no. So I'm guilted into giving it. I gave, you know, what was it? 20% for the muffin because they're staring right at you.
Right.
And my Midwestern, you know, sensibilities or whatever, I just get peer pressured into it. I feel too bad. So I end up giving tips to all these people who aren't doing anything to earn a tip.
Yeah. So you've paid $4 for a muffin and now you're giving them an extra 80 cents.
Yes.
Yes.
And
correct.
You feel guilty not hitting the 20% button,
oh,
right?
No question. Yeah.
It's like you feel like you have to once they show you the screen.
And they're staring you in the eyes. They're just right there in your face saying, are you going to tip me or not? And I, unfortunately, do not have the guts to say no.
Yeah, I don't
either. Evan, by the way, just texted me and said, okay, keep talking, laughing, crying emoji. Okay, I mean, listen, we're going to bring you on, Cohen.
Sure.
That's the way this is going to work. Next week, Bergman's going to set this thing up.
Yeah. We're going to do it. We're absolutely doing it
yeah,
next week.
Yeah, battle
John's
of the
back.
Boy bands.
And just be careful because John Ireland is quick off the trigger. Like, he's the guy you would play Jeopardy against, and he'd hit that thing before you even think about
and
it.
And unbelievably competitive,
yes.
Ireland. Yeah. Hey, Michelle, great having you. We'll talk to you next week, right?
Yes, absolutely. We will be in Bristol, so look forward to talking to you then.
All right, awesome. Michelle Smallman there on Sports for Mike with Evan Canty and Michelle every morning here on 710 ESPN. So coming up next for you, you're going to spin the wheel of questions. I put some really interesting, thought-provoking stuff on there. It's provocative. I would say that. It's provocative.
Is it about death?
It is not about death.
Then it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. No, I know only one time did I ask a question about death, and now I'm all of a sudden John Ireland. Ireland
no,
is
right.
The death guy. I am not. We'll do Wheel of Questions coming up next. It's a combo plate. Me, Shinano, Bergman, Lindsay, producer Brian. We're all in the house getting ready for Lakers, Celtics. No LeBron, no AD. 710 ESPN. All right. So I love my partnership, value my partnership with the LA County Department of Mental Health. And life has its ups and has its downs. And if you are feeling challenged, overwhelmed, depressed, anxious, all this stuff happens. And, you know, sometimes you think, well, I'm a guy. I don't want to acknowledge weakness. The truth is that there is great strength in addressing and managing your mental health. The LA County Department of Mental Health is there to help you 24/7 with their hotline, 800-854-7771. Free emotional support, service referrals, crisis counseling, 800-854-7771. You can also visit their website, dmh.lacounty.gov. Hope, recovery, and well-being with the LA County Department of Mental Health. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, we got a winner of something?
We do have a winner, and this is for the Netflix is a joke. This is a crazy, crazy lineup that they have at Netflix is a joke for, and it's at the Hollywood Bowl. And Gilbert Cubius won from Montebello.
Way to go, Gilbert!
Yeah, so they won two tickets to see Taylor Tomlinson, Sarah Silverman, Nikki Glaser, and Michelle Buteau on 5-9. So that's a huge, huge one. Nikki Glaser is hilarious.
Yeah. She's funny. Sarah Silverman just... I mean, her comedy special, her Netflix comedy special, awesome. So damn funny.
Sedano, have you heard what some of this lineup is at Netflix's joke?
I have not, but I'm familiar with the event. And the Hollywood Bowl is an incredible venue
to amazing,
watch anything.
Yeah.
So Jerry Seinfeld, Jim Gaffigan, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Mulaney, Seth Rogen. We talked about Sarah Silverman and Nikki Glaser and all those. And Kevin Hart.
Wow. So, current comedian power rankings. Who is your favorite comedian right now, Sedano?
Oh, man. I'm still a Chappelle guy, as controversial as he is. Like
I hated his last special. The current special.
I understand why. But I'm a big believer of like, hey, like I get that there's going to be stuff you don't like about people. Like, I'll give you a perfect example.
Okay.
I've religiously have watched Bill Maher for years.
Me too.
Okay.
Yep.
And you know, I find myself more and more over the years disagreeing with him.
Me too.
It doesn't mean I don't enjoy his comedy or enjoy his show just because I disagree with a specific instance in what he says. I feel like I'm not telling you how to feel. I just feel like if I don't like something, that's okay.
Yeah.
My options are either continue to watch and see if I enjoy the rest of it or not watch. Right.
That particular one I turned off. I also didn't like the new Ricky Gervais special. I was not a big Ricky Gervais fan.
I've never been one.
Like him when he would shred the celebrities at the Golden Globe Awards. That was always funny.
So for Chappelle, do you actually think he's a comedian still, or is he more about he's just kind of talking to you and it's more thought provoking? I don't think he's.
No, he's a storyteller,
anymore.
But all comedians are storytellers.
Yeah, but I don't.
Actually, you know who's my favorite young comic, and I'm biased because I've known him for a really, really long time. Orlando Leyba. If you ever get a chance, he lives here in LA. He lives in Glendale. If you ever get a chance to see Orlando Leyba, go watch him. Another good comedian, someone I worked with many, many years ago when I worked in radio, when I worked at Clear Channel, Michael Yo, who also is on the E! Entertainment Network and all that stuff.
Right.
He's been, you know, he's a big radio guy. He's been around forever. He's also really funny. But those two guys, as far as guys who are not like super duper duper stars, would be in that category. Orlando Leyba, though, was on America's Got Talent, and I don't know if he won. I don't know how that show works, but he was on it for a while, like, and they loved him when he was on it. So
have you ever seen Marc Maron? I saw him in a comedy show.
Yeah, Marc Maron's funny.
I listened to his podcast.
He said that I can't say it on the radio.
His podcast is incredible.
Yeah, WTF.
He said the funniest joke I've ever heard. I laughed.
What
for
is it?
No, I'm not going to say it
on
the radio.
Leave some blanks and tell the joke.
No, I can't put
it's
it in.
It's kind of hard, I feel like.
Yeah.
Some of those.
Are you going to tell it to me off the air?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. I'll find a way to repeat it.
I'm sure you will.
Let's spin the wheel of questions. Okay. It's funny. The question is about me.
Oh.
So yesterday, I called Bergman after the show, and I said, God, I hated this show.
You did?
I hated
this show. Why did you hate the show?
So
is it because me and Cappy weren't on?
No. Here's the thing.
Well, that helps.
So I complained to Greg. I'm like, I don't like the show. I don't know what's wrong with it, but I didn't like it.
Yep.
So I get home. There's Juan. First thing he says to me was, I was driving around today. Your show was great. So what
Listen
do I know? What is wrong with me? Why do I walk out of here so many times like dejected and self-critical?
Lindsay?
All right, Lindsay, you
what
got
is
this
wrong?
Experience too.
What is
wrong
with
me?
Mason?
What's wrong with me?
I feel
me?
Like you're just hard on yourself, and that's totally fine. You're probably too hard on yourself. You should be kinder to yourself, but that just means that you take a lot of pride in your work.
I do. What was wrong with yesterday's show? What
Nothing.
Did I think? Nothing?
No, well, you didn't like that Momo and I had side conversations.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't like that when there's, like, crosstalk. Well, like, when there's crosstalk, when there's not crosstalk.
Like, if Sedano and I started having conversation, is that side conversation?
No, you guys have that.
What's the difference?
You want to talk to Sedano? I'm fine. I'll take a step back.
So what's wrong with Mason Sedano?
Yeah, what's wrong with me, man?
I don't know, Mace. I just feel like you know, you could be a little harsh on yourself, is what I would say. Like, the show, I thought, I listened to
you
a good chunk of it.
You must not have been listening when I said that.
Yeah, you were on the show yesterday, Sedano.
Only for a little bit.
Only for a little. Morales
for
was
only
on
during
the show.
Crosstalk.
Yeah. I mean, all that.
But
stuff.
You're talking about the whole show,
the
right?
The whole show,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, I jumped in at like 3:20, so, you know, to do the nut milk.
Yeah, exactly. Nut milk was the
But what didn't
the
you like? You didn't like the nut milk?
The nut milk
I
was
know,
funny.
I walked away from it feeling...
It's a bit of the year contender.
Well, I'll tell you. Let me just say, Brian, you be the arbiter. Was yesterday a good show?
I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. My God. I don't know what's wrong with me. I
think you need a little more sugar in your milk. A little sweeter.
A little sweeter?
Some more dates.
Some more dates in the nut milk. By the way, it's BBGO Fifth Row Fridays.
Yes, sir.
Something we say today will be on the quiz. I don't know if we've said anything yet, have we? We might have.
We'll talk about it.
We might have. And if you can answer all five questions tomorrow, there will be one from each day this week. You can win fifth row seats to see Lakers Narlins at Crypto next Friday night. So good luck. Pay attention. Keep notes. All that stuff. Coming up next for you, what you need to know plus 2 o'clock call of the day, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. No LeBron, no AD at Boston tonight. What does it mean? 877-710-ESPN.
All right, did you know, and I have to use this a lot because I have to hire a lot of people around
that's
here.
That's right, you're the hirer guy.
That's what I do now.
Yeah.
So did you know that it can take now up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open position? That's almost 2.5 months. So if you're hiring for a growing business, do you really have that kind of time to wait? Well, if you're listening today, I've got some advice for you. Stop waiting and start using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. You can check out the people that ZipRecruiter sends you, and if you really like the like one or two, you can personally invite them to apply with one click, which may make them apply even sooner. Plus, here's how quickly ZipRecruiter can work to help you hire. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. See why 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.